God did not plan or create a diseased planet. And God saw that it was good. This line is repeated like a chorus on page one of the Bible. And God saw everything that he had made. And behold, it was very good. Health and happiness are God's business. Full salvation means the recovery, the quickening, the bringing into the God concept, the whole personality. It was the direct question of Jesus every time, "Wilt thou be made whole?" God has better plans for you than to have one part of you dragged. As you marshal thousands of personal experiences and measure them with the Word of God, certain steps toward this wholeness or victory become evident. The five following come to mind. First, relax your body. Our parents put it crisply at their altars, "Let go and let God." It is the same principle as learned in life saving. You will both go under unless the one being saved surrenders, goes limp, stops struggling, and trust completely the person doing the saving. Tension barricades God. You must first answer to your own complete satisfaction. Is my God big enough and powerful enough and willing enough to meet this situation? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, "What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed?" For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. Faith cannot grow in tension. And he said unto her, "Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace, and be whole of thy plague." Dr. Alfred Price says, and I quote, "In order to receive God's life in the body, we must first be able to forget the body so that we can quiet the mind and concentrate the spiritual energies on God." Paul tells the Ephesians this fact, "And be renewed in the spirit of your mind." Your mind has your body locked in. A mind in turmoil produces a body in turmoil, and this is why the Creator has decreed that almost 30% of our residents here should pass in the subconscious or the sleep world. You have to be able to turn it off. Mary could, Martha could not. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, "Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me." And Jesus answered and said unto her, "Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. Mary hath chosen that good part, shall not be taken from her." You cannot find God in the clutter. Commune with your own heart and be still. Be still and know that I am God. It is so important to listen. Your healing will begin when you start listening. Second, relax your mind. Just as the sky cannot be reflected on troubled waters, so the presence of God cannot be felt by a restless soul. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. The negative crowds us. Crime is negative. War is negative. Inflation is negative. Unemployment is negative. Divorce is negative. These things grab the front pages and prime time. They erode. They infect. They are trouble carriers. They breed doubt. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled. It's a wonderful experience to have rubbish removed. Fill your mind with God. This I recall to my mind. Therefore have I hope. Paul spoke about his own bondage, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. You and I must, under God, post a warning that a world system is prohibited on our premises. Otherwise, it will cross our property and leave a trail of insinuation, blame, guilt, cynicism, defeat, filth, misdirection. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. Jesus emphasized, neither be of doubtful mind. I must anchor my thoughts to God's word. Let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus. This then is the second step. I must think God's word and communicate God's word. Third, cleanse yourself. You and I need periodic house cleans. I need cleansed from fear, resentment, jealousy, parsimoniousness. That's another word for stingy. Criticism. There are always termites threatening our spiritual equity. James brings this home. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The one won't work without the other. We must forgive everybody. I'm more and more convinced that unforgiveness is the cause of more ill health than any other obstacle. Healing must begin in the heart and in the life. I love, in any church I pastor, to have in scroll form above my pulpit the constant reminder, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, forgiveness and healing are interwoven. There are antagonisms to God's power. These must be recognized and rebuked. We cannot put on without putting off and acquire help. But now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. We don't seem to schedule or enjoy as many cleansing meetings in evangelical and evangelistic circles as formerly, and mountains of doctors and hospital bills result. The old man subjects us to earth methods. Fourth, visualize what you want. Remember that God never does anything to us or for us, but always through us. I'm only a channel. This is true in all electronics. There is a defined channel or a defined wavelength. I am one of these, not by the national authority, the Federal Communications Committee, but you and I are created by divine authority for purpose and for being. You and I are authorized. That is power and dignity when it is recognized and acted upon. No one is authorized to interfere or duplicate. I am his to be set apart and employed. So picture the mission, the completeness, the success which should be yours. It is the intent of the Creator that you should come through in true color, clarity, and unimpeded message. That is the divine purpose of birth. Hell sets out at once to jam the channel and the wavelength and make your transmission of God's will fuzzy and incoherent. Believe it when I say it to you that God wants you to be free from pain, free from sickness, free from resentment, free from divisiveness, free in Him and for Him. Your goal is a God-filled personality, not for health's sake, but for God's sake and for the sake of our fellow man. Fifth, thank God. Thank Him that His power, which is always healing power, is flowing through you. God exists in the atmosphere of praise. He does not exist in the atmosphere of condemnation. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. We are by grace citizens of these heavenlies. Now I must state faith. I must thank before I see any tangible evidence. Here it is. By prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. I must set God forth. I must extend credit to him who has extended credit to me. I must thank him in advance. He is releasing his power in you. You are his channel. You are his wavelength. Yield. Then open yourself to the Holy Ghost to release you to your authorized limit. Be turned on for God. Christ himself set the example. I thank thee, Father, he said, that thou hast heard me, and I know that thou hearest me always. Now that is the thanks of victory and realization. So, employ it. There isn't a moment better than this one. You have a need, and God has the supply. And the long altar has been sanctified again and again as the place where these answers meet our needs. Let's move quickly in these next 10 seconds. Holy Spirit is reaching toward the discouraged with eternal love and promise. A world system can get you down and trample you. Your mind can tell you, what's the use? No one counts on you. You have tried before and failed. The odds are too big. Now our Lord is concerned about the fallen. Jesus never abandons casualties. His grace seeks the bankrupt. God wants you to say in this moment, I will arise. I will go to my Father. He'll meet you more than halfway. There'll be no postmortem. You'll hear the sound of music and feel a welcome as big as heaven itself. Let's pray. Let's talk to God as we would talk to a trusted counselor. Heavenly Father, we confess publicly Jesus of Nazareth to be thy only begotten Son of God, Savior, Messiah. This confession is my victory. Sin has done its best. It assaults with alcohol, with drugs, with filth, with greed, with hatred, with doubt. The attack is fierce and constant. But Calvary, the open tomb, the ascension, and thy place of command at the throne are always superior. We are a saved people. We boast of no self-effort. Our salvation is not the result of positive thinking or good breeding or educational enlightenment. We praise thee for thy initiative toward us and the power of thy shed blood. Make us thy witness by the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There's a great sense of prayer among us now. You'll find prayer at the meeting. We always affirm that our leader is present. That is why it is so important to be turned by the Spirit of God, so that we may know at all times the mind of Christ. The message of Jesus of Nazareth is always active and always with power. The Christ, the Anointed One, has ascended, giving good gifts to men. And at this moment, he is calling for one at the long altar who is bent over in tormenting pain from an injured back. And Jesus has spoken the word to you. It isn't magic, nor is it mind over matter. It is the miracle power of your New Testament in action. The pain is gone. The back is well. Give praise to Jesus. It is his gift to you. Use your renewed strength for the spread of the gospel. Now God has blessed the meeting. Thank the Holy Spirit that you have been chosen for the gathering. It's always a reminder that at any second, the big meeting of the ages will be assembled. meeting in the air. So lean upon the Spirit of God, because it is not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord.